Good morning. It's Thursday, August 13th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, two people have died after a U.S. Army helicopter crashed in Central Texas. The AH-64 Apache went down in fields near Salado, close to Fort Hood. Emergency crews found the wreckage and a large fire after receiving a call shortly after 1:30 p.m. local time. Both people aboard were pronounced dead at the scene. The Army has begun an investigation into the cause of the crash. Brigadier General Ethan Diven said the immediate priority is securing the site and supporting emergency response efforts. The Apache is a two-person attack helicopter used for armed reconnaissance and combat missions. Officials have not yet released the identities of those killed. Another news, U.S. immigration officers could soon have a controversial new tool. Immigration and Customs Enforcement plans to spend up to $20 million on electric shock gloves for agents. The devices can deliver up to 380 volts and are designed to encourage compliance through pain. The Department of Homeland Security says the equipment would help officers safely make arrests, but civil rights groups are strongly opposed. The American Civil Liberties Union warned that giving immigration agents a concealed means of delivering electric shocks could increase harm and reduce accountability. The gloves are already used by some law enforcement agencies. A no-bid federal contract for the purchase could be published as early as Friday. Around the world, efforts to revive a U.S.-Iran interim peace deal appear to have stalled. An Iranian official told Reuters there has been absolutely no progress in talks to restore the agreement reached in June. Both sides accuse the other of breaking its commitments. Iran says Washington has failed to lift a blockade and release frozen assets, while the U.S. accuses Tehran of failing to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump said the U.S. has total control of the crucial waterway, while Iran says it will remain closed until its conditions are met. The strait previously carried about a fifth of global oil and liquefied natural gas supplies, keeping the dispute closely tied to global energy markets. Another news. Japan has strongly protested Vladimir Putin's visit to disputed islands. Russian state media reported that the Russian president visited the Kuril Islands, territory claimed by both Russia and Japan. Japan's foreign minister Toshimitsu Motegi said Tokyo strongly protests the visit, insisting the islands are Japanese territory under history and international law. The dispute has lasted for decades and remains one of the main reasons Russia and Japan never signed a formal peace treaty after World War II. Putin's visit is likely to add fresh tension to already strained relations between Moscow and Tokyo. In other news, millions looked to the skies as a rare total solar eclipse darkened parts of Spain and Iceland. In northern Spain, the moon completely covered the sun, briefly turning daylight into darkness. Up to 6 million visitors gathered across Spain's eclipse path, while Iceland expected around 80,000 visitors. Spanish authorities deployed 25,000 police officers and dozens of aircraft and helicopters, as officials also monitored wildfire risks. Spectators cheered as totality arrived, with some describing the experience as almost surreal. The eclipse was the first total solar eclipse visible across parts of Western Europe in 27 years. Spain is set for another major eclipse in August 2027. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.